when the federal government and when the states were moving across the from the east to the west and taking territories and lands that originally belonged to the indigenous people, you know, what was constitutional then?
Exactly. That's kind of where I was hoping we'd go here. That's what I was looking for, was the fact that the tribes believe that this land is theirs and that this land should be protected because it's your land and that it's not, you know, it's not for others to develop, right?
I would agree with you, yes. I think you have a point there. And I think
that's where I was hoping we'd
go. Because of the value that the tribes have historically, archaeologically, and you know, from a cultural perspective, because of the value that it holds for them, you know, it's why they're so committed to seeing this piece of property designated as a national monument.